There is a bigger mystery in Hollywood than Nicolas Cage's appeal. This mystery involves Hattie McDaniel, best known for her role in Gone with the Wind.
Atlanta.
Savannah would be better for you. You just get in trouble in Atlanta.
What trouble are you talking about?
You know what trouble I was talking about. I was talking about Mr. Ashton Wilkes. He'll be coming to Atlanta when he gets his leave, and you sitting there waiting for him just like a spider. He belongs to Miss Melanie.
You go pack my things like Mother said.
Because of that movie, Hattie McDaniel became the first African-American to win an Academy Award and take home the coveted Golden Oscar.
It has made me feel very, very humble, and I shall always hold it as a beacon for anything that I may be able to do in the future. I sincerely hope I shall always be a credit to my race and to the motion picture industry.
Hattie McDaniel died of breast cancer in 1952. She bequeathed her Oscar statuette to Howard University. But according to the school, the statue disappeared decades ago. Washington Post reporter Josh Freedom Dulac has investigated the mystery, and he joins us now. Josh, if this statue disappeared decades ago, why are we talking about it now?
Interested in the story after Monique won a Best Supporting Actress Award at the most recent Academy Awards, and In her speech, she acknowledged Hattie McDaniel's influence on her, and then afterwards in the press room started talking about the outfit she had worn that night, which apparently was also a tribute to Miss McDaniel. And there was a little bit of chatter on Twitter, of all places, about Hattie McDaniel's Oscar, and somebody asked the question, where is it? And I, up to that point, I'd not been aware that Howard had received it back in 1952, or more significantly, it had disappeared at some point. So I started reporting on it.
But Josh, we hear stories all the time about Oscar statues appearing in pawn shops, getting lost. Jimmy Stewart's dad kept his Oscar at the front of his hardware store. Does the statue itself really attain historical importance?
I think it does. I mean, this is, historians, film historians, collectors, memorabilia collectors consider Hattie McDaniel's award to be one of the more significant that's been given out by the Academy. You ask people who won various awards in various years, and they probably can't tell you, but you say who won the first, who was the first African-American to win an Academy Award, and it's a little easier to answer that question. I mean, Hattie McDaniel is, a pretty historic figure for her achievement. Of course, it's a controversial role for which she won, too, which, makes the story a little more interesting, I think.
Well, Josh, you've been investigating this. Have you found out where it is?
No idea. Some people think it's at the bottom of the Potomac River. Some people think that, somebody walked away with it, has it in a private collection. Personally, I think it might be in a box somewhere on the campus that, things get lost at universities all the time and then are discovered later. That happened with a pair of Bojangles shoes at the university. So it could be that in a couple years I'm writing a follow-up about this.
Okay. That is Josh Freedom Dulac. He's a Washington Post reporter looking into the mystery of what happened to Hattie McDaniel's Best Supporting Oscar statue.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.